What would your day look like if gratitude, not stress or circumstances, guided both your faith and your interactions with others? Discover practical ways to cultivate true thankfulness and spread encouragement wherever you go. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, we are ending our other series called Set Apart in Romans 1, 1 through 7. So if you haven't checked that out, I encourage you to go back and listen to those. And we're starting Encouraged Together, that we're going to be thankful today. And so I hope that you're enjoying these daily devotions. If you are, subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender huddle, place this into your huddle. It really does help us get into the Word of God that changes our heart, and that in turn changes the public square. So let's dive into Romans chapter 1, verse 8. We're going to break today down into two sections. First, the thankfulness to God, and second, thankfulness for others. In Romans 1, 8, it says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world." He starts out with the first things first. He says, first, I thank my God. What are you going to do for your first thing today? Are you going to be thankful to God? Are you going to be thankful that he gave you life? He gave you breath. He gave you a place to sleep. He gave you food. He gave you transportation. He gave you all those things. Those are all the external worldly things that he's done. But then if we move vertically and we say, he gave me redemption, he gave me forgiveness, he gave me newness of life, he set me free from the bondage of sin. And I love this because he says, I thank my God through Jesus Christ. Now, why is it through Jesus Christ? Because he wasn't thanking God for his circumstances, nor was he thanking God for his blessings, his tangible blessings. He was thanking God through the lens of Jesus Christ, the work of the cross, and it made him, regardless of his circumstances, have the ability to be thankful. And he says, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. He's thankful because their faith is being proclaimed everywhere. Now think about this for a moment. You may be thinking, how is my faith ever going to be proclaimed? Maybe your faith can be proclaimed across your whole company that you're working for, or your faith is proclaimed across the community that you're living in. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and your faith is proclaimed to the other moms that are there and around you. I don't know, but your faith can be proclaimed, and he's thankful for that. And so we're going to look at what does it mean to be thankful to God, and we're going to go back to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 through 34. And this is David speaking about being thankful. It says, on that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. So what did he do? He delivered a psalm because he wanted to be thankful. He said, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Today you can give thanks to God and call upon the name of God. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Take God's deeds that he has done, his death, burial, resurrection, appearance, the gospel message. Take the new creation that he has placed inside of you and begin to make his deeds known to those around you. It is an aroma to God that he just loves. He is so thankful, and that you can be so thankful for him. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Don't you just love that? That he says, I want you to talk about God's wondrous works today. And so think about how you might be able to do that. Thinking about what God wants to do in your heart and in your life. God is the God of wondrous works, and he's moving upon you today. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord today as you go into that office that you're going to be entering into. Seek the Lord as you're going to be driving that truck today. Seek the Lord and start rejoicing in the things of God. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Today is a day that you can seek the face of the living God and allow him to do something amazing in your heart and in your life, and just to have God move upon you. You may have a lot of quiet time today alone with the Lord, and I just want to encourage you to seek God's face. seek him evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he had done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Remembering what God has done in your life is a powerful way to be thankful, to remember the marvelous works he's done. Think about who you were before Christ and what God is creating in you as he's set you free from so many sins and so many distractions of life, and he's given you a destiny, and he's giving you purpose, and he's giving you this eternal perspective that he wants you to walk in. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. I love this. God's judgment is out there in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever. God has everlasting covenants. The word which he commanded for a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute. See, God's covenant to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel, is a eternal covenant. And right now there's so much anti-Semitism going around the world that we need to be very, very careful. The church did not replace Israel. And we know that. We know that God's covenant with Abraham is an everlasting covenant. And to stand and see what God is doing among the Jewish nation is powerful. Do they need to turn to the living God? Yes. Do they need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Yes. Does God still have a covenant with them? Yes, he's their chosen people. And confirmed it for Jacob, to Israel, for an everlasting covenant. God loves Israel, and there's so much tension there in the Middle East right now, and yet God is doing something amazing in this time, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as an allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. And then he goes back into singing praise. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation day to day. Today is a day that you can rejoice in the things of God and proclaim the salvation of our Lord. Can you imagine going out on that smoke break and sitting down with someone, and as they're puffing and smoking and doing whatever they do, and you're going to proclaim God's salvation? Can you imagine as you drive and as you're at that rest stop and you got your truck pulled over and God says, hey, I want you to go share your faith with that person over there. Can you imagine what God's going to do as you're getting your hair done or you are working with your kids or at the park with your kids and God's like, share salvation day by day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. I love this. Praise the Lord today. Be thankful. He is also to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. God created the heavens and the earth. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Have you ever thought about glorifying God, giving glory and thanks to God for what he would like to do today? Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. God's holiness is beautiful. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the fields rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. So I hope that as you go throughout this day, that you'll think about giving thanks to the Lord, that you'll think about giving glory and strength and praise to him as you go throughout your day. But let's also remember we can be thankful in the public square for others, that we can say thank you and verbally and sincerely mean it. Write a heartfelt thank you note or letter to someone. Return a favor or offer assistance in a time of need. Give a small token of our appreciation. Surprise someone with a favorite treat or snack. Leave encouraging notes or messages for others to discover. Listen actively and attentively without interrupting. Compliment someone sincerely today. Celebrate others' success. Publicly acknowledge when someone contributes or is helpful. Offer to help lighten someone else's load. Forgive someone and express the appreciation for their role in your life. Spend quality, undistracted time together with others. Volunteer your time. Share and credit others' accomplishments in a group setting. Respect and affirm another person's opinions or ideas. Give a bigger tip or express thanks for the good service that you got. Remember and celebrate important dates, maybe like birthdays and anniversaries. Pray or send positive thoughts for someone's well-being. Nominate someone at your workplace to be recognized. Ask for and value someone's advice, showing trust and respect. Show patience and understanding in difficult situations today. I struggle with that one. Create something for someone, art or a meal or music. Share stories of how someone made a difference in your life today. And finally, pay it forward by helping the other person and to honor them and appreciate them today. So let's close in prayer and know that God is going to be used by us today and that maybe, just maybe, our faith will be proclaimed throughout the entire world. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, that he rose again, that we may have eternal life. Lord, we ask that as we go throughout this day, God, that you would move upon us in mercy and in grace, and that we would be a thankful people to you today, God. Go before us in all things. Surround us today, God, in what you would have us to do. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, like we like to say around here, go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.